July 7, 1928. Goods produced by the divine will. Evils produced by the human will. How all evils will cease as if by magic, if the divine will reigns. How the divine will reigned in the house of Nazareth. I was following my sweet Jesus in his public life, and while thinking about the so many human illnesses that Jesus healed, I thought to myself, we did the human nature transform itself so much that some became mute, some deaf, some blind, some covered with wounds, and so many other evils. If it was the human will that did evil, why did the body also suffer so much? And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, you must know that the body did nothing evil, but all the evil was done by the human will. Before sinning, Adam possessed the complete life of my divine will in his soul. One can say that he was filled to the brim with it, to the extent that it overflowed outside. So, by virtue of my will, the human will transfused light outside, and emitted the fragrances of its creator, fragrances of beauty, of sanctity and of full health. Fragrances of purity, of strength, which came out from within his will like many luminous clouds. And the body was so embellished by these exhalations, that it was delightful to see him beautiful, vigorous, luminous, so very healthy, with an enrapturing grace. Now, as Adam sinned, his human will remained alone, and he no longer had the one who would diffuse in his will the light, the varieties of so many fragrances which, being transfused outside, preserved the soul and the body as it had been created by God. Instead, thick clouds, putrid air, perfumes of weakness and of miseries began to emanate from within his human will, in such a way that the body also lost its freshness, its beauty. It became debilitated and remained subject to all evils, sharing in all the evils of the human will, just as it had shared in the good. So, if the human will is healed by receiving again the life of my divine will, all the evils of the human nature will have life no more, as if by magic. Does, perhaps, the same not happen when a putrid, bad, stinking air surrounds the creatures? How many more evils does it not increase, as the stink reaches the point of taking one's breath away, penetrating deep into one's bowels, to the extent of producing contagious diseases that led one to the tomb? And if some air from outside can cause so much harm, much greater harm can the foggy and putrid air of the human will cause, which comes from within the creature, from the depth of her whole being. And then, there is the palpable example of the plants. How many times, in a garden or a flowery field for which the farmer was all in feast hoping for an abundant harvest or expecting to pick many beautiful fruits, a fog was enough to strip the trees and make all the fruits fall to the ground, or an air too cold was enough to cast mourning over the flowery field, to blacken it and make it die, putting the poor farmer in mourning. If the air is good, it communicates the life of good. If it is bad, it communicates the life of evil, and even death. The exhalation of the air, if it is good, can be called life. If it is bad, it can be called death for the poor creatures. If you knew how much I suffered in my public life, when blind, mute people, lepers etc. presented themselves before me. In them I recognized all the exhalations of the human will, and how man, without my will, becomes deformed in soul and body. In fact, only my fiat has the virtue of preserving our works whole, fresh and beautiful, as they came out of our creative hands. Then, while accompanying my sweet Jesus in the little room of Nazareth in order to follow his acts, I thought to myself, certainly my beloved Jesus had the kingdom of his will during his hidden life. The sovereign lady possessed his fiat, he was the divine will itself, and Saint Joseph, in the middle of these seas of endless light, how could he not let himself be dominated by this most holy will? But while I was thinking of this, my highest good, Jesus, sighing with sorrow told me in my interior, my daughter, indeed my divine will reigned in this house of Nazareth on earth as it does in heaven. my celestial mama, and I knew no other will, and Saint Joseph lived in the reflections of our will. But I was like a king without a people, isolated, without cortege, without army, and my mama was like a queen without children, because she was not surrounded by other children worthy of her to whom she could entrust her crown of queen, so as to have the offspring of her noble children all kings and queens. And I had the sorrow of being a king without a people. And if those who surrounded me could be called a people, it was a sick people. Some were blind, some mute, some deaf, some crippled, some covered with wounds. It was a people that gave me dishonor, not honor. Even more, it did not even know me, nor did it want to know me. So, I was king only for myself, and my mama was queen without the long generation of her offspring of royal children. But in order to be able to say that I had my kingdom, and to rule, I had to have ministers. And even though I had Saint Joseph as prime minister, one minister only does not constitute a ministry. I had to have a great army, all intent on fighting to defend the rights of the kingdom of my divine will. And a faithful people that would have, as law, only the law of my will. This was not so, my daughter. Therefore I cannot say that, on coming upon earth, I had the kingdom of my fiat at that time. Our kingdom was for us only, because the order of creation and the royalty of man were not restored. However, by the celestial mother and our living holy of divine will, the seed was sown, the yeast was formed, to make our kingdom arise and grow upon earth. Therefore, all the preparations were made, all the graces were impetrated, all the pains were suffered, so that the kingdom of my fiat might come to reign upon earth. This is why Nazareth can be called the point of recall of the kingdom of our will.